to be safe. You got to be safe.
Tampa Bay's Tan Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
It's now time for Connecting Caregivers with author, speaker, caregiver advocate, and talk show host, Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for caregivers.
Caregivers around the world today, it's time to lift you up. It's time to celebrate. Good afternoon and welcome to Connecting Caregivers with me, Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for the caregivers with love, laughter, and lessons learned, because you know I got a whole bunch of that stuff.
You do.
On the show where you can find help and hope. And with us on the board today, we have Ed. How you doing, Ed?
I'm doing all right on this very rainy Saturday.
I know, but when we walk in, the sunshine comes, you know that. Yes, he's just laughing now. And with me, back in the studio, it's been a few weeks, is my best friend, my co-host, and my sidekick, not psychic, Lynn Thornley.
Good afternoon. Nice to be here.
It's good to have you back.
Yeah.
You're traveling.
I brought the sunshine with me.
Yes, you always bring the sunshine. I'd like to give a shout-out to our newest listeners. We have Arlise in Texas, Denise in Safety Harbor, and Tisha in Beverly Hills.
Welcome, ladies.
Yes, welcome. Like I always say, there's always plenty of room around the Connecting Caregivers table for more listeners, whether you listen to the show live or on YouTube or on Facebook or on the website or wherever they'll take us. We're just here to help you, caregivers. So we have some special guests on the show today. On the second half of the show, we're going to have Catherine Larkin and Tom Steck from Tomcat Realty. So welcome. We're glad you're in the studio today. And at the top of the show, we're going to have the Pinellas Park Fire Department, Brett Schlatterer.
Yep.
I said it right. And Jillian Rose.
Yes.
So we're so glad you're here today. Because, you know, we always have good information to give you guys. But the first thing I want to remind you about is the Field of Honor that my Kiwanis group handles. Is in Seminole from November 1st to November 30th. This year, we're going to have 460 flags. Mm. Now, we just started 460. We started this, I don't know, 5 or 6 years ago. The first year, we had 25 flags. And it's gone further and further and further.
Wow.
So
I'm one of those flags. Well, my husband's one of those flags.
Yes, my husband's one of those flags. My dad's a flag. My Devin's a flag. My grandson-in-law. So it's all good. And bless my Kiwanis group. We're very small, but we're mighty because it's a lot of work putting all those big flags and drilling holes in the ground and measuring 5 foot from 5 foot and getting ambient lighting. Duke Energy put in a big pole with ambient lighting for us. And they're going, I think Duke Energy had made a commitment to do 50 flags and send like 30 volunteers to help us.
That's amazing.
Because since I'm the youngest one in my Kiwanis group, we need all the help we can. I bring my grandsons, especially the little ones, they're 7 and 8. I tell my grandchildren, a service work is not an option, it's a responsibility. This is your community, this is where you live, you need to be part of it. And they love that. You know, and they go help with the flags and everything. So my one grandson, Isaac, he's like, so when do I get a Kiwanis hat? I said, it took me like 10 years to get one of them hats. He's like, I already volunteered like 3 times, Grandma. I said, well, you can borrow mine, but you're going to
I didn't know you had a hat.
Oh, well, I don't wear it too often. It's a big, like, orange baseball hat.
Oh. You know,
I got my pancake apron. I got all sorts of, you don't see me when I do that stuff. When I'm cleaning the Pinellas Trail or whatever.
Well, I usually get pictures.
So, yes.
They're in the morning, 7:30 in the morning. They asked me to join them at 7:30 in the morning. I don't even know what that is.
But it's all good. So if you want a flag, just go to my website. The information's there, or email me and text me, and I'll give you the information. So I'm so glad to have you guys on the show today. In fact, Jillian Rose was at my house yesterday helping me film some Tuesday tips. And I was the patient that fell on the floor. But I think I did okay.
You did amazing.
I think I did.
You're so used to falling.
Stop. I am. When I went to the chiropractor, I go, I hurt myself a little bit. He goes, what happened? I go, oh, me and Lynn were laughing in the bathroom and I backed up and fell on the tub. And so the physical therapist goes, she's just an accident waiting to happen. It's always like a new story. At Alexander Chiropractic.
Yeah. Oh,
but I love the new chiropractor there, Dr. Jody. They're going to be on the show in a couple weeks. So it's all good. All right, so let's chat. So let's talk about the Pinellas Park CAS program. Well, first of all, introduce yourselves. Tell all listeners about you.
Sure. I'm Brett Slaughter. I'm the fire chief. I'm Brett Slaughter. I'm the fire chief with Pinellas Park Fire Department. I've been with the department now about 25 years. Actually, just got my 25 years last month.
Congratulations.
Very exciting. It's been a long time, but it's been a great, great place to work and be at. I've been a fire chief for 3 years. And that's about it for me.
Do you get voted in or do you?
No, it's a regular job. So I was promoted.
And do you have it forever or till they?
I have it until they don't want me anymore. I retire. So,
that's wonderful.
Yeah, that's good. Jillian?
I'm Jillian Rose, fire and life safety educator for the Pinellas Park Fire Department. And I've been with the department for 7 years. Absolutely love serving our community and appreciate the honor to keep everyone in our community safe. This is something that keeping our community safe is something that comes very natural to me, and I do whatever it takes to,
We actually met through the Fall Preventions Committee, and then you were on my podcast about the Falls Flower program that's going on, which is fabulous, but we'll talk about CARES now, though. So tell us about CARES.
So the CARES is Pinellas Park's community assistance through resources, education, and safety. The program originally is designed around our fall prevention program. So several years ago, we started identifying Pinellas Park is a very senior community. We have a lot of seniors. We have large communities. We have mainlands and lakes and some of the senior communities, Springwood. And we started identifying falls and trying to figure out how can we help prevent the falls. You know, our goal is to keep people from having to call 911. And how can we do that? And
because, you know, the fall can be the end.
The fall can be the end. You know, one of the most striking statistics that I saw is if you're over 70 years old and you fall and you break a bone, the mortality rate after 1 year is about 25%. That is, you know, just a scary number. It's very traumatic to a senior when they fall. You know, compare young kids fall all the time and they deal with it and live with it.
And we're living so much longer.
Yes. So
there's
very
a whole bunch
traumatic.
More people.
So as we started working on fall prevention and coming up with different ideas and different thoughts and processes, we really started centering around there was a lot more we could do. How could we prevent other types of calls and from people from having to go to the hospital, as well as getting them the resources they need versus going to the emergency room? That's just not always the answer that they need. So that's where CARES comes in. And so we're working through not only falls, but we'll be working through other medical issues, assisting with case management type things for people that come in out of the hospital when they come out, and getting them on the right track.
Wow.
You know, a lot of times those things just need somebody to go in and talk to and kind of piece together. It's really detective work. Jill's become really a detective.
Yeah.
Trying to figure out why is a person falling. You know, you have somebody that's calling 911 5, 10, 15, 20 times a year for falls, and then she goes into their house and they have a really bad mattress that they're just sliding off of every night.
And throw rugs, I'm sure.
Or you've got two doctors that are medicating them to sleep
and not
at
talking
night,
to each
plus
other.
Their spouse is medicating them to sleep at night.
Give them a little melatonin.
And they try to get up in the middle of the night and walk to the bathroom when they're falling. So it's a lot of detective work, and a lot of it's very simple answers to help them with their issues.
Yeah, well, my biggest thing is no throw rugs. And I love throw rugs, but they're dangerous.
Hang them on your walls.
Yeah, hang them on your walls. So you guys know Christine Hamacker, of course.
Yes.
And so you partnered with her to do some of the shows, right?
We did. We were trying to figure out some things to do in our community to prevent falls, and I was introduced to the Fall Prevention Coalition. when I was sitting there in one of the meetings, one of the challenges I face, and I am no spring chicken by far, but trying to teach traditional fall prevention in 55 and up communities, I would often hear things. What do you know about aging? What do you know about the ailments we're facing? Seniors don't want to be told what to do. So as I was sitting there next to, I can't think of her name, Linda Goldman.
Oh, Linda Goldman, yeah.
Yes, she was telling me that she thought of writing a play about fall prevention, and I thought that was a genius idea. I said, if you write that play, I will make sure it gets into our Pinellas Park community. And sure enough, it did, and it was amazing. I'll never forget Chief sitting there asking me, what are you going to do if nobody comes? Because this was the first event like this ever. And bringing attention to fall prevention is no easy task.
Yeah.
Well, people just started rolling in, and more people, and more people. And pretty soon, Chief and I were grabbing more chairs and adding more chairs. We had over 500 people attend.
Yeah.
And the best part about this play was it was put on by seniors for seniors, and we heard so many comments where they could relate. That would be me. They got to see everything that they could possibly do wrong with fall prevention.
Or you sit next to your girlfriend and you go, hey, Lynn.
Yes, yes, that's us.
You know, you can see, I went to see a couple of shows and you see people doing that like, oh.
Yeah, and they got to see everything wrong and they actually stopped the play and say that, you know, because at Claire actually dies in the play, not to be a spoiler alert, but they rewind it and they get to see everything that you would do right in fall prevention and what outcomes it can bring. You know, listen to your physical therapist, listen to your public educator.
Don't be stubborn.
Yes. The hardest part is knowing, especially when I'm starting to go into the homes, is realizing these are only the calls that we know about. There are so many times people are falling and not reporting this. And, you know, they're afraid. They're afraid that if they tell people, they're no longer going to be able to be independent in their home. And this is what makes the CARES program so unique. When we go in there, we tell them two things. One, don't ever be afraid to call 911. That's not why you're here. You're not in trouble. We're here because we want to help. And two, we want to make sure that you're thriving and living independently and safely in your home. We don't want you to go to a nursing home or assisting living facility if you don't have to. So it's a very unique program, and I'm very proud of what it's doing and helping our community members.
Because it makes such a difference just getting in the house, too, and seeing what's going on.
Absolutely.
You know, I deal with a lot of long-distance caregivers. Their loved ones live here in Florida. They live in other states. And I always say to them, you need to put some eyes on them. And if it can't be your eyes, it's got to be the neighbors or someone else, because they call up mom. Mom goes, oh, I'm good. She doesn't tell you she fell down last week, her whole leg is bruised. She doesn't tell you dad didn't poo in 4 days and there's no food in the refrigerator. So, because she doesn't want to worry you, you know, and she doesn't want to lose her independence. I don't want my kids telling me what I need to be doing or where, whatever. But you need to get in the house. And even for people, it's been really difficult with COVID. Yes, I understand that. If you haven't seen your loved ones, it's time to go see them. It's time to go into their house. It's time to hug them. It's time to see them in person. Because there were a lot of people that were in good shape before COVID, but because of the isolation and because of, you know, just the whole COVID thing. You know, I took a bang because of COVID, because I'm a very social person and I'm out and stuff like that. But I can recover from that bang. There are people that took a bang during COVID and are not going to recover from that bang, the caregivers or the person that has dementia or Alzheimer's or whatever.
Absolutely, and that was one of the greatest things about our department. We didn't want fall prevention education to stop. When we had the play and we had over 500 people come, it sparked the attention of Ames Production, and they came and actually did a local documentary on our, not only our department, but our whole entire county on what we were doing to aid in fall prevention. We also published this. We created a skit called the Jillian and Killian Fall Prevention Fashion Show. It's a comedy fashion show about fall prevention that Chief put on YouTube for us. Thank you, Chief.
I'll and, have to watch that.
Yes. I'll send you the link. And you know, that brought in about 325 people to our community. And then COVID hit, and we were like, what are we going to do? So we tapped into our communications and marketing department, and we had them start filming or putting the documentary onto our local cable channel. We were not utilizing this channel for anything, and we started sending flyers and having the 55 and up communities put it in their newsletter. So this way, we were still getting their
an audience.
Still getting an audience and still getting education out to our communities during COVID. Chief and I put together a panel of experts, and we actually hosted our very first Pinellas Park Our Town Talks, which was a talk show that we put on. It had everything from a board-certified doctor to a pharmacist, so a home modification specialist. We had someone there from the Senior Games, our recreation director that was able to give out some of the 55 and up activities in the community to keep our seniors thriving during COVID. And we hosted a live talk show where community members were able to call in and ask questions.
So important.
And, yeah, and they could still connect. And we were connecting with them and providing education, being COVID safe in the comfort of their own homes. And it was a very good success.
Yeah, because when you know better, you do better. And people have learned now to go to the television, to go to the computer, to go to wherever it is during COVID to get that information. And some will stay that way.
Yeah.
You know, I know with myself, with doing support groups, well, my support groups were local. And when COVID started, I'm like, I'm not going to like this Zoom thing. It's fabulous. I have caregivers from all over the United States and Canada. I just had somebody sign up for the conference the other day from the UK. You know, so it's just so many more people you can reach in the comfort of their home, and the caregiver doesn't have to leave the home, or maybe they don't have to find someone to care for their loved one. I think Absolutely. That's a big deal.
It really is, and it's really a good way to still connect and not just say, oh, we're just going to close everything down and give up until we can have face-to-face contact again.
Well, you actually saw, after you started all this education and everything, there was a decline in calls, yes?
So when we first started, we had two separate programs. Well, we focused between residential, and then we also focused with assisted living facility, and we partnered with one of the assisted living facilities in Pinellas Park. And it was really pretty simple review of the data when they were having falls. The obvious times that we thought it would be were the times that it was breakfast, lunch, and dinner. It's when everybody's moving from their rooms down to the dining areas. And then the other part is
cutting
at night.
Out meals.
Yeah. Well, no, what they did was they improved their staff in the hallways.
Perfect.
And that was really one of the big things to view how people were walking. Was anybody looking a little unsteady today? Was anybody
have bad footwear?
Right. Things like that. And then they did some preventative measures for at night. One of the big problems that people have is disorientation. When you're in the dark, none of us like to turn the light on, whether it's for a spouse that's with us or a partner or anything like that. We all know the way to the bathroom, right? But it's hard
to
get.
You still can fall.
You can, and you get disoriented up and down and get off balance, and it makes it easy to fall. So they did some very simple things with motion lighting, a very light LED light.
Yeah, I have them. Lynn has them. We all have them.
I had like 30 when my husband was alive. Every outlet had one in it.
Yeah, but they actually did motion lights that helped, and they were just facing up and down. So it was just a strip
Perfect.
Of lights that were light and didn't bother anybody, but they could see that that's up and down. When you sit up, and it made them feel better. And they had about a 10% reduction in their falls. And they were pretty high they're a large facility, so high volume of calls, and they had about a 10% reduction.
And if you can get them when they get out of the bed to just sit for a minute
second.
Before they get up to...
Problem is, you're right, you're usually in panic mode because you got to use the restroom.
Well, I love, too, now they have those, like, light-up toilet seats. That's great, too.
Those are
that
great
helps,
thing as well.
You know?
And the confidence pants are a big help.
Yes, confidence pants are a big help. Yeah. But you also started getting less calls to the fire department, right, for people falling.
It kind of comes
Or it didn't in, go up. Or
We've been doing a good job. It hasn't been going up. It's been a little difficult to tell because the call... responses have changed with COVID.
There
was a big drop in calls in 2020. Now with 2021, and I'm sure you've heard the emergency rooms are packed.
Yeah.
And it's a large increase. So it's very difficult to tell whether the drops where they are this year.
Yeah.
But we're holding steady. with where we're at our percentages. We're not going up with the large increase.
Because our population is going up, so.
Population is going up like crazy, especially in Pinellas Park. You know, a lot of buildings going up in Pinellas Park, apartment complexes.
So you have room there. I didn't know there was any space left to build.
It's weird. Well, everywhere you see was the two-story building, and now it's a four-story apartment building or condos or whatever.
So
what do you see in store for CARES in the future?
So CARES is really designed around what's called a mobile integration health program. So we're starting with fall prevention. We're going to move on to education with health and different areas, focusing on different types of medical problems that are called complex cases, and that they create frequent calls for 911 and frequent emergency room visits. Those include diabetes.
Yeah.
Emphysema, congestive heart failure, those types of calls that have so many different issues with folks. And what we're going to try to do is get in and help with education, do the detective work, find out, you know, I mean, you have some seniors that they go home from the hospital and they're only taking half their medication because they can't afford it. You know, what are the things and where are the areas that we can do? Or did they fill their prescriptions?
Right. You know, or did they take it twice?
Yeah. Or, you know, do they have five cats and they're allergic to cats, so it's kicking off their emphysema all the time?
Yeah.
You know, those types of things, getting them in touch with the right people to help them sort out.
Because there are resources.
There's lots of resources. It's a matter of getting them in touch with the right resources. And a big focus, you know, that Jillian and I have talked about is local resources. Just pushing someone off to some federal program or state program.
Or pay people for the VA or whatever.
People are on the phone and waiting
hospice.
8, 10, 12 weeks. Well, they've already made 3 hospital visits in those 8, 10, 12 weeks. So after that, we're going to look to focus with the hospitals and assist with case management.
Yeah.
A hospital doesn't get paid for a readmission for the same thing by Medicare for 30 days. They don't want them back. They don't want you back.
No. And we don't want to send them back.
And we don't want them to go back.
Yeah.
So the goal will be to help them when they come out of the hospital, make sure they have the resources to do all the things necessary and that they need to do.
Yeah, and get the help they need.
Wow, your fire department does a lot.
We're trying.
We do, but the things that we do are so easy. I mean, we don't want anybody to think that this is something that's super complicated. The data really tells the story. You almost know the story before you even go to the home or go to the assisted living facility. It's taking a look. And this is something that you can do yourself as well, too. If you've suffered from more than one fall, kind of take a look. What time of day is this happening? What room is this happening?
Right.
If it's happening in the same room, what can you do to strengthen that room?
Yeah.
Are you slipping out of bed? Maybe you need a bed assist rail, or you need non-skid socks to put on, so this way you are not slipping. If it's your bathroom, maybe you can get a toilet assist. Put those motion lights in that toilet light. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
A lot of people do even get disoriented if they go to the bathroom and turn on the light because the light is so
too much.
Exactly.
But with those softer lights, it's a lot easier to see and have your eyes adjust to, especially if you're just waking up. So this is something we're very passionate about and easy to do.
We so appreciate you being here with us today. I'll put all the information on YouTube and everything for the show. We really appreciate you. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for having us.
And now it's time to hear from our wonderful sponsors, because you know the deal. If you don't hear from them, you don't hear from me. So don't go away.
This is the TAN Talk Radio Network.
Are you looking for compassionate and dependable home care for you or a loved one? Assisting Hands Home Care, serving Pinellas and Pasco counties, can help.
The day came that taking care of my mother was no longer the best thing for me or for her. Between kids and a job, I couldn't give her the attention she needed and deserved, and I was overwhelmed. So I reached out to Assisting Hands Home Care. Now I can see what an important decision that was, and I feel confident that my mother has compassionate and dependable caregivers who help her to stay happy, healthy, and home. Today, I'm able to visit with my mother and enjoy our time together, which is exactly what we both needed.
Assisting Hands Home Care. Call today for your free in-home consultation. In Pinellas, call 727-748-4211 or visit assistinghands.com. When you can't do it all, give Assisting Hands a call. Arden Courts is an assisted living facility designed to care for those that are struggling with dementia or Alzheimer's, where families and residents can feel the freedom with a nurse on site 24/7. Arden Courts provides specialized memory care in a safe and nurturing environment. They recognize every individual's physical, mental, and social needs and provide a secure environment that fosters independence for as long as possible. Walking paths, visual cues, and home-like amenities invoke a sense of freedom and independence. At Arden Courts, their goal is to make your loved one as comfortable, independent, and healthy as possible. They offer 10 hours a day of activities and programming with a unique setting of a home-like environment and four theme houses. It warms my heart to see how happy the residents are. Please call or stop in to talk with a representative. Arden Courts of Seminole at 727-517-7800, Largo 727-559-8411, or Palm Harbor 727-771-1600. Give them a call.
Everyone at one time or another experiences so much stress, physical, emotional, and mental, that their brain seems to freeze in place. Lauren McLaughlin has been an emotional support coach for over 25 years and was also a caregiver for her husband John for 10 years. Emotional support coaching for caregivers is all about having the freedom to say out loud, without fear of judgment or criticism, all the random thoughts that have gone in and out of your mind. Many caregivers receive enough help in one session to create their own healing plan. Others may want a bit more coaching, but Lauren McLaughlin has a maximum limit of 3 sessions. If you sincerely want to build a new future, that much coaching will be more than enough. All sessions are on Zoom for 45 minutes. Contact Lauren by email at godbless@tampabay.rr.com to set up an appointment for your caregiver support coaching session. Caregiver support sessions were previously priced at $45. They are now available to our listeners on a love offering basis. You decide what price you want to pay for your personal session.
I see trees of green,
red roses too.
I see them blue
for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Okay, caregivers, now it's time for the caregiver affirmation. Take a minute. Take a deep breath. Sit down. Close your eyes if possible and just listen to these words. I know on my journey there is help and hope. I affirm that I am a good caregiver, that I try my best each day, and I recognize that I deserve to have my own needs met just as much as those for whom I care. I promise I will not allow myself to be consumed by my caregiving role, and I will set aside time in my busy schedule just for me. I am mindful of the other caregivers in my life, and I will let them know that I appreciate their efforts. I am grateful for the people that walk beside me. I will take good care of my own health physically and spiritually, drink enough water, eat quality foods, allow for time to rest and to exercise, laugh often, if only at myself, and seek medical attention for my own health concerns. I am who I am, and I allow others to be who they are. Today I will add one item to my assisting angels list. Then if someone calls to say, let me know if there's something I can do, I will be ready to accept their offer and provide them with the opportunity to assist me. It is an honor to be of service of others, and I will not deny my friends and family this honor. Okay, think about it, caregivers.
So I want you to practice this, caregivers. When someone asks if they can help you, say thank you very much.
And yes, please.
Yes. Practice that. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Because people want to help you, and you need to give them the opportunity to help you, because, you know, it's kind of harsh. If you don't get the help you need, you're doing an injustice to your loved one. And, you know, maybe your loved one would like to see somebody else besides just you.
You know, Isn't that the truth?
Your loved one doesn't want to say anything to you because you might go away, but I'm telling you, under their breath, they're like, can you give me a break, please? Sure. So that little giggle was from Catherine Larkin.
Yes.
How are you today?
I'm doing great.
I'm so good you're here.
Hi, Tom.
How are you?
So they're the Tomcat Realty team. Now, I've known Catherine for 20 years.
21 years. Yeah, great.
And you sold me one of my duplexes, too.
I did. You were doing catering at the time.
Yes, I catered your
my grandmother's 95th birthday.
Come closer.
Oh. My grandmother's 95th birthday, you catered.
I used to have a company, the Party Crew.
Yeah. It was a long time ago.
And then you went through, and you were a caregiver for your mom.
I was. I was a caregiver for my mom for quite a while. And listening to the fall prevention, my grandmother had fallen, and that was the beginning of the end. And then my mother, it took me a long time to convince her to wear one of those necklaces.
Yeah.
So in case she had a fall. Actually, it was me telling on her to her brother, Mom won't wear a necklace. And he talked to her and said, you do it. And she's like, okay.
My mother kept it by the bed. She said that's the only time she'd need it.
Yeah.
Well, he said, you're in the bed. You're safe.
I know. It took me a while, but thank God. And I let her know it was okay to use it. So I had even trained her. So she had used the button a couple times. And even if she heard noise outside, it was always when I was traveling is when she thought there was a burglar or someone. Mm. But you know what? She would use the button. They would come. She lived in five towns at the time. And so I don't know which, that might have been Kenneth City Municipality, and they were always very good to her.
Yeah. I'm telling you, when I get older, I'll get the button. Right now I feel I have Alexa. So if I fall down, I can say, Alexa, call, if he's there, though, you know what I mean? But I can say, call somebody in my family, or call somebody, you know, or
and
even 911 if I really thought I needed it.
I always have my phone on me, and my brother-in-law's mother always had her phone on her, so when she had a bad fall many years ago, she didn't have a necklace, but she had her cell phone on her, so she was able to call. Thank goodness.
Yeah, thank goodness. All right, let's talk a little bit about real estate. What's going on with real estate these days?
It's booming.
Seller's market?
It is an incredible seller's market. You agree?
So I told my sister.
We have normally, it's expected that you have 1 month's inventory times six, in other words, 6 months inventory, and it's an equal buyer-seller's market. But at this point, the inventory in this area is about 1 month's worth, which is not much at all.
That's something.
Yeah.
Well, I heard that something like 33,000 New Yorkers moved into Pinellas County in the moved into Florida in the past 8 months.
I've heard that, and you know what? Being that I lived in Manhattan in the 80s, and I love New Yorkers, I'm like, woo woo! I'm excited about that.
Get
some New York energy here. I love it. So
I'm putting a gate up. I think we got enough of you.
I love it. I love Northerners. I am a Southerner from Florida originally and in Georgia, but I love my time living up in New York City.
I love New York.
Some of them are here.
I was just there 2 weeks ago. My stepmother lives in Greenwich Village. I could just stand on the corner and be entertained.
Right.
It's just fabulous. I get my pizza and my bagels and just my people.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's
exactly.
All good. It's all good. So how did you guys get into real estate?
Well, I worked as a retail manager for many years in New York, Los Angeles, and I loved it. And I finally just thought, why am I putting all this hours and all this time and stress into somebody else's business? So I looked around for what I could do on my own. My mother had retired here to St. Petersburg, Seminole. And I wanted to get back closer to family. I knew she was starting to need help. So I came up with a brilliant idea to be a realtor, working much more hours. And I came down here and luckily was able to live with her for a while as I got my real estate business going. And then we met up and
I was a government employee for a number of years with the federal and state and county, and I started dating Catherine, and when we started, she said, gee, I hope you don't mind. I may have to take a phone call while we're dating. I'm like, that's fine with me. I don't care.
And I did.
Yeah, yeah.
I let him know in the beginning business
what the package is.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. And back then, the market was such that she was basically an order taker. Someone would call up and say, I want to buy this place, and I'll offer so much. Okay, fine. Next call, I want to buy the same place, but I'll pay a little bit more and so forth. So then the market tanked. And that was when I got my license, so I had plenty of time.
So good training for him.
Yeah.
Yes. So.
But do they also have multiple bids and they bid each other up?
Yes, they do.
See, I don't like that. If this is the price, that should be the price.
Well, it's the buyers determine that. It, you know, the seller, hopefully, most of the time we try and help sellers pick a price that is really reasonable, although some sellers have visions that tells them they should price it this way, and then it sits for 2 months until they listen to us. But what happens is when there's so little inventory, there have been stories, people have bid on 20 and 30 different properties.
Wow.
And they lose out because they're at the top of their price point.
Yeah.
And it's just, it's very difficult and very frustrating for folks.
Yeah.
So this is the time to sell if you don't need to buy. If you're going into assisted living or an apartment or something.
Yeah,
but to sell, you just
right.
want,
if
it's
if
a
you
wash.
Go ahead and sell now, that's great, but then you've got to buy now.
Exactly.
But the way I also look at it, if I can jump in with that, if you need to buy, I don't care what market it is, or if you need to sell, you need to know what you need to do and take care of yourself.
Exactly.
So the tricky thing is, in today's market, these sellers, they're thinking, well, where am I going to go? So yes, you do have to think and analyze that before you put your home up on the market. So you need to go stay with family, maybe a rental or what have you. Because it can be done, but it is very difficult to have a contingency.
We have a caller on the line.
Okay.
Bridget?
Okay.
Welcome, Bridget. How are you today?
Oh, well, thank you very much.
Do you have a question?
Well, I do have a question. I moved down here a few years ago from Georgia, and my elderly mother still lives up there. So I'm wondering if this is the right time to move her down. Should I do it now? I know it's a seller's market, but I'm kind of nervous about the prices down here, and will it be okay to bring her down with the cost of the market down here?
Well, the first thing is to determine what her circumstances are. I mean, is she in a position where she is able to move and wants to move? So once that's settled, then it's a matter of looking at the market. You may end up paying a little more for a property right now, but if this is the time she needs to move, then
correct.
By all means, do so.
Correct. If your mom needs to get here and she needs to be closer to you, then again, even though it is a seller's market and your mom is a buyer, then yes, it is the time for you to get your mom here.
Well, and this is a good place to be for seniors.
Correct.
Believe me.
Correct. Because obviously, look who you had before. I mean, there are so many benefits.
I'm happy I'm going to be here in my senior year.
Correct.
This is where I'm going to be. I'm good to go.
So, Bridget, maybe she can live with you for a while and give Tom and I a call. We can help your mom find something. But, yeah, bring her down. She'll love it here. There's such a great community for seniors.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
This is one of two or three places in the state of Florida that has such a high concentration of seniors.
Correct.
This area in Palm Beach and another area, I've forgotten what it is.
And it's very sunny and sunshiny and happy.
Except for the last month.
Well,
yeah.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. We have another caller. Paul. Oh. Hi, Paul.
Hi, how are you?
Joyful and grateful. How are you?
Very good. The same. I had a question for Tom and Catherine. We were considering moving my mother down, but specifically to live with us. She's 90. And fully mobile, but, you know, a walker when she's outside.
Mm-hmm.
Inside the home, she's fine, even on her own. But we, as she advances, we know that there's going to be situations where she really does need to have, not 24-hour care, but at least somebody around at almost a moment's notice. Is there anything specific in regards to the home itself that we need to consider before moving her in?
Well, most homes in St. Petersburg, Seminole Largo, Pinellas Park, they're single-family homes. So most homes are one level. And if your home is one level, there are things you can do. Like, well, one of the benefits of Tom and I, we are senior real estate specialists. We've had extra training in how to work with seniors.
And you've been through it.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
So we can always, and I'm sure you can too, Linda, we can always turn you on to people who work with home modifications as to what you can do. Maybe depending on how many steps up to your home, maybe putting a ramp there, as right. you all were talking about the lighting.
Well, you know what I think is good, too? You come down here, there's a lot of over 55 communities, whether it's homes or apartments or condos right. or mobile homes, where there's other people like her.
Mm-hmm. Correct. Correct. And
yeah, she would specifically, just her personality is, she's if she's going to move out of her own home,
yeah.
it's only if she would be moving in with one of her children.
Right, yeah.
So that's kind of a fait accompli.
Okay.
So in regards to our home, we do live in a single family. It's about a 1,700 square foot ranch, so it's one level. There's only mm-hmm. one small step up coming in. She's been down before. The mobility factor is not really my concern. It's the interior of the home. Is there anything specific I should prepare for or think of possibly changing?
Well, I would definitely, we can get you in touch with people who do home modifications.
Yeah.
But I would make sure the bathroom situation, yeah. make sure she can get up and down from the commode,
that
there's
bars.
Not a lot, grab bars, same thing in the shower. Maybe a shower as opposed to a bathtub, unless it's
yeah.
a step-in bathtub.
Yeah.
Lighting. I would think about the ramps for the beds, things like that you can do. But there's quite a few people that we know that can come in and take a look at your home.
They just make an assessment, right?
See, yeah. my mom yeah. could
you
not.
You might want to put in levers for door handles instead of doorknobs. Sometimes
true.
Elderly folks have difficulty with doorknobs and their levers that you can buy.
Oh, I guess that's why all our mobile homes have those levers.
Yeah.
Yeah, and a lot of the non-slip flooring we need
correct.
To look into. So you can give him your phone number. He can
yes.
call you, right?
Yes. 727-709-0378. And I know a few really good people that work with home modification, and we can have
just
someone
have somebody
else
come
go
in
do
and
an
give
assessment.
Him an assessment. Yeah.
Right. Thank you.
Okay, great. I appreciate the help.
Thanks
so much.
That's what I love about what I do. I mean, we're realtors. We sell and list and help people buy homes, but yet we do so much more. We try to for our community. I mean, we're seniors now. When I started.
And what goes this, around comes
I
around.
I know. When I started in this business many, many, many years ago, one of my first transactions was in a 55-plus community, and I was a good 10, 15 years away from that. Now I would fit in just fine.
Exactly.
You know.
I like to think of us more as consultants than realtors, because every once in a while you run across a situation where the person really doesn't need to sell. I mean, we'd be happy to sell a house for them, but it
might not be the best thing.
Exactly.
Correct.
Exactly. Sometimes an elderly person moving is more of a stressor than staying put.
Yeah. We have another caller on the line.
Well, I'm excited.
Elliot.
Hi, Elliot.
Yes. Hello. How are you doing?
Joyful and grateful. What's up?
I've got a question for Tom and Catherine.
Mm-hmm.
So this actually isn't for me. It's actually for my father, who is looking at moving into Pinellas County. So he's a little bit nervous and hesitant because of the sticker shock as far as the market now. But he's looking into 55-plus communities. And I wanted to ask Tom and Catherine if there's any specific things that they look for when recommending a specific community to a client, or maybe some things that they would kind of shy away from.
First of all, find out what your father's interests are. I mean, some folks like to sun themselves by the pool. Sometimes they want to play tennis, whatever. Find out what their interests are, and then we can look for complexes that have those things. On the other hand, if they just want to be in their home, why pay extra for a place that's got a pool and a rec center when they're not going to use it?
And there's so many really nice 55-plus complexes out there. So let's
yeah.
say they love to golf. Well,
Palm
I know
Hill.
And, yes.
She lives in Palm Hill.
Okay. And then I know, depending on where you live, on Top of the World in
yeah.
Clearwater, they have a phenomenal community. There's golfing there. I mean, some of these things are extra, but let's say they like to do shuffleboard or they like
or
bowling
dancing,
or what have
or,
you,
yeah.
or dancing. Most 55-plus complexes do have a lot of extra communities. And I'll never forget, early in my career, I sold a condo to a gentleman moving into a 55, I think a divorce, whatever. And I said, oh, you're going to love it here because these women are going to show up. You're going to have dinner every day. He goes, I don't want any women in my life. I said, too bad. Don't come into a 55-plus complex.
No,
but anyway, he did enjoy it. And he was someone who was introverted, wanted to be left alone. So really, it just depends. I mean, if he wants to be left alone, then you don't need to bother.
You have
with
plenty of choices here, that's for sure.
So
I knew a fellow who was a retired Navy officer, and he said, if I was supposed to have a wife, the Navy would have supplied one. So
oh, that's too cute.
So does that answer your question?
Yes, yes. My father, he's still a pretty active guy, and he likes to fish, and he still tries his hand at golf.
Perfect.
Definitely answered my questions. Thank you so much.
And write down Catherine's number. You can give her a call.
Right. Thank you, Elliot. 709-0378.
727-709-0378.
Thank you very much. Have a wonderful day.
Thanks. Right now it's time to hear from our wonderful partners, so don't go away. We'll be right back on Connecting Caregivers Radio.
Tampa Bay's TAN Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
Choosing the right chiropractor is an important choice to make. Located in Seminole, the Alexander Spine Center team is trained on the latest chiropractic treatments and technologies. At Alexander Spine Center, you'll find chiropractic and physical therapy care that is safe, effective, and a natural approach to pain and other health-related issues. Chiropractic unlocks your body's potential and natural healing process to ensure your life is a healthy life. We treat clients from the womb to the tomb. Call 727-397-3000 for a free consultation today or visit our website at www.alexanderspinecenter.com.
They take good care of me twice a week. And did you know they got the Reader's Choice Award for 2019 for the best chiropractic in Pinellas County? So check them out. Arden Courts is an assisted living facility designed to care for those that are struggling with dementia or Alzheimer's, where families and residents can feel the freedom with a nurse on site 24/7. Arden Courts provides specialized memory care in a safe and nurturing environment. They recognize every individual's physical, mental, and social needs and provide a secure environment that fosters independence for as long as possible. Walking paths, visual cues, and home-like amenities invoke a sense of freedom and independence. At Arden Courts, their goal is to make your loved one as comfortable, independent, and healthy as possible. They offer 10 hours a day of activities and programming with a unique setting of a home-like environment and 4 theme houses. It warms my heart to see how happy the residents are. Please call or stop in to talk with a representative. Arden Courts of Seminole at 727-517-7800, Largo 727-559-8411, or Palm Harbor 727-771-1600. Give them a call.
Guaranteed to make you laugh through your tears, Linda Burhan's book, Good Night and God Bless, is filled with humor and heartfelt inspiration to aid anyone facing the challenge of caring for a loved one at the end of life. Her story offers hope for human strength and understanding of weaknesses during a difficult time. Life doesn't normally prepare us to become a loved one's caregiver. When it happens, it's usually sudden. A diagnosis of an illness, age-related frailty, dementia, and life suddenly is anything but normal. And because we don't even know what we don't know, where do we turn to for help or guidance? In Connecting Caregivers, answers to the questions you didn't know you needed to ask, Linda offers information, education, and inspiration from her own experience and from experts whose advice, practical tools, and personal stories will empower and guide you. Make sure to add these inspiring books to your collection today, available on Amazon.com.
I don't believe you put that horse sound in there. So, you know what it means when you hear those horns, it's time to get your pen and paper because Lynn has good stuff to tell you.
If I can stop laughing. To RSVP for any of the virtual events, please go to lindaburhans.com, send Linda a message, and she will send you the link. Debbie Sell Savage, president of Coping with Dementia, is having workshops from 10 a.m. to noon on the ABCs of dementia through December. To reserve seats and to find locations, please call 352-422-3663. And then on October 7th, from 3 p.m. to 4:15 p.m., Arden Courts presents Conversations with Dr. Tam Cummings, for caregivers on understanding changes in vision and hearing. And then on October 16th, Gulfport Senior Center is having an LGBTQ Senior Resource Fair where you can meet LGBTQ-friendly businesses with resources for seniors. Resources. On November 2nd, 3rd, and 4th, Linda Burhans presents Connecting Caregivers Virtual Conference with co-host Becky Moultrie. Dr. Tam Cummings will be the headliner. To register, go to ConnectingCaregiversConference.com.
Woohoo! Sages Play with Purpose, Denying Gravity, will be in Gulfport on September 25th. And Grief Support with Grace Terry via Zoom every Tuesday at noon. So if you want any of that information, send me the link. Also coming up is the Fearless Caregiver Conference. In Orlando. It's totally virtual this year, so if you want to know about that, just email me. I'll send you the link. And I think Gary Bogg is going to be calling in on the show next week or the week after to talk about that conference. Whew. So you can see things are going on. There was a while there we had nothing to say when it was time for events.
I know.
It was like, okay. All right. So tell us about your YouTube channel. Well, we're closing up here.
Okay. Well, Tom and I have a YouTube channel. It's called Tom Cat, Cat with a K for Catherine. The Tomcat team, and we put out new interesting videos every Tuesday for Tomcat Tuesday. It is geared more for the senior population.
Perfect.
But it's all sorts of information. Like we did a fun one about if you're afraid of alligators or termites or even stingrays, and then one on, we did a series of hurricane preparedness.
And what's really good, if you're a caregiver, you're listening to this from out of town, you can go to the channel, you can see some properties there, you can actually see some stuff.
Yes, and actually, like one of the callers asked about their parents, we've highlighted some of the communities that we've sold in. And Linda, you and I did a YouTube.
Yeah.
You were on a couple months ago, so you can find that one. It's like, I think it was called Caregiver Burnout. So we try to focus it more about seniors, but basically living here in Pinellas County and along the beaches.
All right, where can our listeners find you? Besides YouTube, you got a website.
Oh my goodness, tomcatrealty.com. They can email at tomcatrealty@gmail.com. All over the place.
Thanks so much for being here today. I really appreciate it. You know, Catherine sold me a duplex a few years back, and she's fabulous. She's absolutely fabulous. Thanks so much for tuning in this week. I know your time is really precious. Please go to the website, nominate a caregiver for the caregiver contest. Remember, God loves you all the time, and have a delicious day.
When you're down and troubled, and you need a helping hand, and nothing's gone. Close your eyes and think of me, and soon I will be there to brighten up even your darkest night. You just call up my name, and you know where else. I'll come running, oh yeah, babe, to see you again. Winter, spring, summer, or fall,